Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 48 of our 50 days counting to Shavuot, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. These last few days we're going to be looking at, again, preparing for the Feast of Shavuot and Shavuot, the celebration. Leviticus 23, 15 and 16. From the day after the day of rest, that is, from the day you bring the sheaf for waving, you are to count 7 full weeks. Until the day after the 7th week, you are to count 50 days, and then you are to present a new grain offering to Adonai. Because of its agricultural background, Shavuot has very few religious rituals and symbols. What it does have is rich in tradition and brings understanding to the day to a maximum. The Torah commands that 2 loaves of bread are to be prepared for waving on Shavuot. These loaves were baked in leaven and symbolized the 2 tablets and the 10 words were written upon. This bread sacrifice was to be a meal offering consumed by the fire of Yahweh. The 2 loaves, along with 7 male lambs, a young bull, and 2 rams, were sacrificed in the Mishkan on Shavuot. Also, a sin offering of 1 male goat was presented to Yahweh. The 2 loaves of bread on Shavuot are known as Shetei Lechem. It is customary to invite guests, friends, and families to Shavuot celebrations, as the Torah says, "You shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you, your son, and your daughter, and the stranger, and the orphan, and the widow." Davarim, or Deuteronomy 16:11. It is customary to adorn the place of worship with flowers, fruits, and greens for this day. The reason is, at the time of the temple, the first fruits of the harvest were given on Shavuot, as well as the sages of Judaism teach that although Mount Sinai was situated in a desert, when the Torah was given on the mountain bloomed and sprouted flowers. Flower decorations also point to the area around the Mount of Sinai being green, according to the implication of neither let the flocks and herds graze, Shemot, Exodus 34:3. It is also tradition to eat dairy foods on Shavuot. There are numbers of reasons for this custom, one of which is that of giving of the Torah. The Hebrews now became obligated to observe the laws of kosher. As the Torah was given on Shabbat, no cattle could be slaughtered, nor could utensils be koshered, and thus on that day everyone ate dairy. Another reason is that the Torah is likened unto milk. The Hebrew word for milk is halav. When the numerical value of each letter in the word halav are added together, 80, 30, and 2, the total is 40. 40 is the number of days that Moshe was on the mount receiving the Torah. Some also say that this is a reminder of the promise regarding Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, which is flowing with milk and honey. Outside of the land of Israel, this holy day is 2 days long. This concept is called Yom Tov, Shnei Shel, Galyot. The reason for this is that during the year of the Talmud, when communications were very far from what they are now, the Hebrews had problems spreading the word about the new months. A second day of celebration became the solution, so messengers could spread the word of the new moon in time. The second day was accorded the same significance as the first day by the decree of the rabbis. Judaism still teaches 2 days for most new moons because of 2 reasons. The first, there is always an uncertainty of when the new moon will be seen, and the second is to keep tradition. This is called the Minhag Avotenu Biyadenu, or to continue the custom of our ancestors. Shavuot is the only biblical holy day that is not tied to a particular calendar day. Its date is determined from the counting from Pesach, because the length of the months used to be variable determined by the observation of the new moon, and there are 2 new moons between Pesach and Shavuot. The day of Shavuot would occur on the 5th or 6th of Sivan. However, the Jewish calendar is mathematically determined that Shavuot will always fall on the 6th of Sivan. Sinai and the giving of Torah is a continuous event. It is not accidental that originally no date was given for the revelation of Sinai, for the voice of Yahweh constantly speaks to us. The revelation continues to occur as the Torah unfolds before us. If we pay attention to it, says the Book of Jewish Holidays, It is tradition for the 10 words to be recited on the first day of Shavuot. Whole families can be assembled at the synagogue for the hearing of the Torah. The festival of Shavuot is one of three regalim, or pilgrim festivals, when every Jewish male goes up to Yerushalayim. The others are Pesach and Sukkot. The name Shavuot comes from Exodus 34:22 and Deuteronomy 16:9-10, which along with Leviticus 23:15-16 determine that the festival is to be 7 weeks from the start of Pesach, after the start of Pesach. The Bible says you shall count 50 days, hence in the New Testament the Greek name for the holiday is Pentecostus, which means 50, and is usually translated into English as Pentecost. Two other names for the festival are found in the Tanakh, Yom HaBikurim, Day of First Fruits, Numbers 28:26, and Chag HaKatzir, Feast of the Harvest, Exodus 23:16. On Shavuot, the first fruits of the wheat harvest were presented to Adonai in the temple, and the offering consisted of 2 loaves of bread baked with leavened flour, Leviticus 23:17. Thus was celebrated God's providence at the start of the wheat season. Besides its primary agricultural significance, Shavuot later came to be understood as commemorating the giving of the Torah to Moshe. The earliest references to this reinterpretation date from 2nd and 3rd century CE. The Pharisees theorized that the transformation into a historical feast took place before the present era. Says that the Israelites came to the foot of Mount Sinai in the third month. From this and other biblical data, the rabbis deduce that God actually gave the Torah on Shavuot. Thus, each pilgrim festival was associated with a major historical event of the performing of the Jewish people, also with a major religious theme. Pesach, celebrating the Exodus from Egypt, has created as its theme the creation of the Jewish people, or Israel. The theme of Shavuot is revelation, and the theme of Sukkot, associated with the 40 days of wandering culminated by entering the Promised Land, is redemption. These three themes, creation, revelation, and redemption, reappear in other aspects of Jewish life. Because Shavuot recalls God's revelation of himself, his power, and his Torah to the Jewish people, the synagogue readings for this holiday include Exodus 19-20, Moshe's ascent of Mount Sinai, and the Ten Commandments, and two passages celebrating other theophanies, appearances of God, Ezekiel 1-2 and Habakkuk 3. Also read at this festival is the Book of Ruth, appropriate because it is a story about a harvest. But in addition, since it tells about the joining of the Moabite woman Ruth to God's people, it gives a remez hint about a then future aspect of God's work on earth, the joining of Gentiles to God's people, the Jews, through the Messiah Yeshua. Finally, Shavuot is a traditional date in which King David died, a point to be remembered when reading Acts 2:25-32, Jewish New Testament commentary. Say the blessings. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 48 days, which are 6 weeks and 6 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.